Chef Michelle Anna Jordan is with us this morning. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Thanks for being here. Always a pleasure. And can I start, if you don't mind, with tacos al carbon? Because this is a fantastic recipe that you forwarded to us. And tacos, of course, a great addition to any Super Bowl table.
Absolutely.
And these sound fantastic.
And they're so really good tacos. I mean, at the heart is simplicity. And these are made, the tacos al carbon are made with skirt steak. And it takes about 90 to 120 seconds to cook it nice and rare, and you don't want to cook it beyond rare because it gets tough. So it cooks fast, and it has the most concentrated beefy flavor of any cut. And then you just need, gosh, you know, a few little condiments, some hot sauce, maybe some minced onion, cilantro. You can set up a taco bar. It's one of my favorite things.
Love a taco bar, yep.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, it's not a Super Bowl party unless you got some chicken wings there, in my opinion. And you just happen to have a chicken wing recipe.
I have two chicken wing recipes that I sent to you. I do them lots of different ways. One is sort of sweet and tart at the same time. It's from K&L Bistro. They serve these during Super Bowl and some other events. It's a Korean style.
Ooh.
And then I do one that is a blend of fresh ginger, fresh lemon juice, lots of black pepper and salt, and you slice lemons really thin, and lemons are great right now. You put the wings on top of them, and you have the sauce over them.
And they're fried, right? We're talking fried wings
no,
here.
No, I put them in the oven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I put them in the oven. It's easier, and I like the results better.
And how long do you cook them? Because that's, of course, always the question with any kind of chicken.
You know, it depends on the kind of wings you're doing. Now, if you're doing drumettes, which is where you dissect the wings into three different pieces, I take the wing tip and I use those for stock. And then those two other pieces are not the right, they're not identically sized.
Right.
So usually 25 to 30 minutes in the oven is going to cook everything all the way through.
Okay, very good to know. And by the way, Michelle, I never knew that you could slice up a chicken wing in three different spots. So thanks for that educational.
Absolutely. And, you know, right now, I was at Oliver's just a couple of days ago, and butcher shops, especially around Super Bowl, are doing it for you, and they're called drumettes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and you can buy them sometimes you can buy them in bulk, but sometimes, as they did Wednesday, they just have lots and lots of them already trimmed, and so you can get them just like that. And Oliver's also has mounds of avocados right now for 99 cents.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah, for your required guacamole.
Required guacamole is an excellent way to put it. But and people do guacamole about 1,000 different ways. How do you do it?
I do it really classic and simple. I use a molcajete, which is a Mexican grinder, you know, hand grinder, and I grind up onion and some either jalapeno or serrano and some cilantro. I grind that up nice and fine with some salt, and then I take the, I get the flesh of the avocado, you know, I get it out, cut it in half, get the seed out, and then I mash it very coarsely with a fork. I don't make it smooth. I do it really chunky, and then I fold that into the garlic, onion that I've just pounded into a paste. And in tomato season, which it is not right now, I'll put chopped tomatoes on top, but since it isn't, I just put some chopped white onion and some cilantro on top, and that's it. Really simple.
Lime juice or no lime juice?
Normally, no lime juice.
Okay.
But if the avocados are not the best, and right now they're really good, but that's what I do. I add lime juice and a little salt to pump up the flavor if they're not the best avocados.
Fantastic. Go ahead, Larry.
This all sounds delicious. Michelle, what time should I be at your house Saturday?
You know, you might be a little disappointed. I'm actually going to be on the radio doing my show Mouthful when Super Bowl starts.
Tell us about that.
We're going to be discussing Chinese New Year and the Chinese, the Redwood Empire Chinese Association, which has been putting on their big Lunar New Year extravaganza. It's happening this year on February 18th, I believe.
It's the year of the dog, isn't it?
Hmm?
It's the year of the dog.
Year of the dog.
Yeah.
Loyalty, unconditional love, doggedness, all kinds of great qualities. So we'll be talking about that on Sunday with Nancy Wong, who's longtime president of the Redwood Empire Chinese Association.
Okay, it all sounds good. It all sounds good. And is there anything else that when you go to somebody's house, it's the first thing you look for on the table for Super Bowl Sunday?
You know, I really am a fan of the guacamole, and if I am going and I take something with me, I often take pozole.
Pozole?
Pozole. Pozole is a Mexican stew based on hominy, which is called pozole, you know, the hard, dense corn.
Sure.
I make three versions. I make a white, a blanco, a verde, and a rojo, a white, a green, and a red, and it just depends on my mood what I might take. I have a lot of recipes for my pozole on my website, which is just myname.com. So that's what I like to see.
Are you ever allowed to go to somebody else's house without a dish in your hand?
A few people let me do that.
That's good.
Yes,
that's
and
good.
I love it. I love those people.
Very good. Well, they're great recipes, and we'll put them up on our website, too, for
excellent.
Everybody to enjoy.
Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you, and thanks for being here, Michelle.
You bet. Thanks
that is
me.
Chef Michelle Anna Jordan on KSRO.